Mike Jonathan is with us. Of course, Mike is a creator of stories, wonderful producer, director, as you know, with his work in the film sector over the years. Today we're talking about Unlikely Kin, Whales, Rats and Cody. Now this is a new feature documentary by Tohora Films, and it opens the Dock Edge Festival of 26. And it follows Hori Parata and his whānau as they uncover the deep connections between our people, the environment and the natural world. And Mike Jonathan put the piece together. Hey Mike, it's good to talk with you again. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, mate. Great to talk with you. This guy, Hori Parata, well, you could make a film about him, couldn't you?
Oh, totally. I mean, he's just full of knowledge. He's a kind of light shade sort of fella, you know, so you tell you a spade's a spade. But, yeah, I mean, it's the film Unlikely Kin's about him handing down knowledge to his son in order for that knowledge to survive. You know, because, you know, taonga these days and taonga come in many forms, but with the taonga as knowledge, you know, it's a rare thing these days to be handed down knowledge rather than learning it through university or doing things online, like AIs, like another trip in itself. And, you know, just seeing the process unravel over about 6-7 years as we make this documentary has been absolutely amazing, and what a thing to witness.
Very challenging, isn't it, to make a documentary of this type? I didn't realize it was sort of collated with footage that spans the years, and having spoken briefly with Hori over the years, you know, in some ways he seems a little otherworldly, just the way that he looks at different issues, our natural environment and connection to us as peoples. Just follow that through for a moment. A, part of the challenges of piecing together a documentary across such a long period of time, Mike, and how he is able to weave very old corridor and present it to us in a modern context. What were some of the challenges, and indeed some of the pleasures of being involved in a soap opera or film of this type?
Yeah, well, you know, my co-director and producer, Kim Webby, who's already a well-established filmmaker, she sparked up the relationship with Hori first, and it happened many years ago. I think it was like 2016, where she witnessed a harvest of whalebone, which happened in Ōhiwa. And she was there as a masseuse, just to be there and help the whānau get through every day. And it just became really interesting for her to look at this kaupapa and ask, why isn't this being documented? And so that journey began right there for Kim, and she started documenting stuff. And then by the time I came on, it was the end of, like, 2017, 18, and let's just do this off our own back and just collate all this footage over the years, and one day we'll get it funded. And so that's exactly what happened over those spate of years, is just, you know, where's the story? It's with Hori. And we just had to sit with him over long periods of time to just help that unravel. And what I saw was just absolute beauty. There was a stranding in Taranaki, and we went there for the stranding, but a year later, when we went back to go and get the bones back for the whānau. And this is like 30, 40 people who give their time for nothing, just for the kaupapa, to go there and gather the bones, give them back to the hapū iwi, and they might get a bit of the bone themselves, which they can take back up north. And so those sorts of things, the struggle of just keeping that knowledge alive was really apparent, and something special that we witnessed. And then people who get to go to Dock Edge on the 24th of June, they can go and witness it for themselves too. You know, so just absolute gratitude to be welcomed into the Parata whānau and just be given all this amazing taonga in terms of like the kōrero and the time of that 40. You know, 40's getting a little bit on now and he's not as fit as he used to be. But again, amazing to see him in his prime during that shoot in Taranaki, where he just made the calls. Let's do this. Let's do that. And everyone just kind of followed him straight away. So now he's just let his son take on those reins and the people, the support of people around him. Yeah, just absolute pleasure to be able to document that for the whānau and for us in Aotearoa.
Tēnā koe, Mike Jonathan is with us. The piece is called Whales, Rats and Cody, and it's part of the Dock Edge Festival. Hey, Mike, could you just give your phone a bit of a whack? It's a bit muffled at our end for some reason. I'm not quite sure what that might be.
Yep. I've got you on my AirPods, so I'll just go back to...
Thank you, mate.
Sure.
There you go. A clearer Mike Jonathan. So Mike, I'm sort of familiar with the Cody dieback. There was a lot of kōrero here about our relationship between Cody and the tohora, which was beautiful to listen to. But, you know, it was Hori who was reminding us of this age-old kōrero. Not quite sure how the rats fit in together. Are you able to encapsulate that a little? But certainly the Cody and the tohora kōrero was rich. How does the kia ora fit into the mix?
Yeah, well, kia ora is just a part of their mahi, you know, that Hori started and has you know, given it down to his son, Te Kauri Nui. And they run their company, Aki Taihere. And so they go and it's pretty much pest control, and then they look after the kia ora, which are on Mauitaha Island, just off the coast of Ruakaka. So lots of big mahi that they do. And then on the other side of that is Cody Ora, which is run by an amazing group up in Kawakawa. Tohe Ashby is one of the rangatira there. And they use the whalebone that they get from the harvest and they grind it up and they make like a poultice together with the spermaceti, which comes from the head of the whale, mixed with the bone and other things and karakia and just a beautiful process. And in the film, we get to film one of those processes to heal the kauri from that rongoa, and just a beautiful thing I've never witnessed before. And this is what they're sharing with the world, how to do it, how to bring life back to our kauri.
For a guy like Hori, he's old school. I just wonder, we should be very grateful that these, can I call them secrets of the past, that he's willing to share them on a documentary. It must have taken a sensitive hand to enlist his trust. I know Kim's got that style too, sort of gentle approaches, and perhaps you did as well, Mike. But what should we note about Hori's attitude that these taonga that were taonga tukuiho for him and these... understandings from the old age, that he's willing to share them through a modern medium?
Yeah, well, within the documentary, it's all about making sure that they survive, you know, the task of time and to ensure that the future generations get to use it as well. So with our structure of our company, Tohora Films, 40's actually a partner in that company, which was we saw fit as a way to give back. You know, this is his IP. You know, so it's just another. It's a different way to make documentaries or even films these days. You know, I gave the rights back to Ka Whawhai Tonu back to the iwi, you know, through a trust where they get to, you know, any reparations come back to the trust now, you know. So we want to do something similar. And it was actually Kim that suggested that, and I thought it was a really good idea to bring 40 into the company structure and ensure that, you know, he's looked after and his IP is looked after as well. I mean, yeah, it's in Rotonga, you know, information that he holds. And so we're treating it with care and respect. And also for Te Kauri Nui, who's taken on that role as a leader. And we fully support him to go forward and do the best he can as well. And so, yeah, this documentary, Unlikely Kin, Wales, Rats and Cody, comes in three forms. There's the feature documentary, which is at Doc Edge, and then there's the RNZ series. So we're breaking all the footage up into a seven-part series, around about 15 to 20 minutes long, which is more kind of an intensive, comprehensive sort of information, more than the feature documentary. And then lastly is a PBS version, which is 1 hour long, and that goes to the US to be aired on PBS over there, which we managed to get a deal with PIC, who are the Pacific Islanders in Communication, based in Hawaii, and they saw this as a fitting kaupapa for them to share with their audience.
I'm really pleased, Mike, that you've taken this inclusive attitude. There's always been a nervousness that filmmakers want to just come and taha ideas from our lands, make films, documentaries, and wander on off into the night without thinking of supporting those kind enough to share themselves in the backdrop to the documentaries or films creation. So it is very innovative. Your move with your movie and now incorporating Horiana's whānau into the company structure so that his IP is protected, to me seems different. It feels Māori. And so, you know, big ups to you. And I'm really pleased that you've had the foresight to carve up your footage in the ways you've just mentioned so that it is a standalone documentary podcast series and a 1 hour presentation as well. This is all very innovative stuff, and perhaps we could all learn from your attitude here, Mike. Sharing the love, I guess, is what it's really all about. I'm looking forward to the documentary. And now, it's has the opening night for Doc Edge been or coming?
It's coming. Yeah. So the opening night's on the 24th of June, and it's also it's still in Auckland at Doc Edge on the 10th of July, which is our Matariki day. And then 20th of July will be in Wellington. So, yeah, we'll follow the film for its three showings in Doc Edge and just be there and available, yeah, for people and share, basically.
Tēnā koe. Just as an update, ka whawhai tonu, it's still around. Is it still travelling the world, from your understanding, Mike?
Yeah, here and there it's still making waves overseas right now, yeah.
Ka pai. So this one's prepared. I know you guys in this creative sector have to plan constantly ahead. So, well, this documentary's been 7 years in the making. What's keeping you busy as we speak, Mike Jonathan?
You know, I've always got fingers in pies and helping young ones. Last week I was down in Māori land. They've got a director's lab who are developing their feature films. So, yeah, just love teaching, love sharing, and love creating beautiful content for our people.
You're a good man, Mike. Thanks very much. Always enjoy talking with you. Congratulations, and pass our regards on to Kim as well for this beautiful piece. Thank you. Which is available at the Dog Hedge coming up this month. Thanks, Mike.